Preparing for budget cuts, welcome and hello again everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Governor Bill Haslam is trying to put together his first state budget to deliver to lawmakers next month, and he's already held budget hearings with each department of state government, including the Department of Agriculture, to consider their proposals.
The governor has reminded us over and over that we have a $1.5 billion shortfall. And we've got to address that in some way. And we're going to be as smart as we can about how we make those cuts, how we continue to serve the farmers of the state.
Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Julius Johnson, says the department's budget totals $89.3 million, with only $38.5 million being discretionary spending available for reductions. The governor has asked each department to prepare budgets with the 1% and 2% decreases in their budgets, and at 1%, the department would total $385,000 with decreases in travel and maintenance costs. The 2% reduction totals $769,500 by elimination of vacant positions, decreases in market development activities and maintenance costs, and increases in timber sales on state forests.
It's an opportunity to make a difference, and it's an exciting time. The economy's turning around. We have some new opportunity. We just got to make sure we take advantage of it, that we put rural Tennessee as a priority in this governor's eyes and his staff's eyes to make sure that they pay as much attention to rural Tennessee as we do to urban Tennessee.
Now, Johnson says he's hopeful that the governor and the legislature will keep in place the $21 million designated for the Ag Enhancement Program, and the State Funding Board, who met recently, is projecting a 2.9 to 3.6% growth in revenue, but still cuts are going to have to be made to state government to make up for what one-time stimulus dollars were used for in the current budget. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.